This is Cork Today on C103.
The one wish that all pregnant parents have is for the birth of a healthy baby. But sadly, that reality isn't always the case, and some families end up with very, very sick little babies. Thankfully, we have an organisation like the Jack and Jill Foundation who step in to help out and offer support to parents who are struggling to raise a little one with a life-threatening and at times severely debilitating condition. Well, my next guest has found herself in that situation, and she joins me to discuss the work of the Jack and Jill Foundation. And it's Monica White. Good morning to you, Monica.
Good morning.
You are very welcome to the programme. Firstly, tell me a little bit about your own little daughter, Olivia, and what condition she was born with.
Okay, well, Olivia was born 3 years ago. She was three last Tuesday, and we were told very early on that there was going to be some problem, even though she appeared to be healthy and appeared to be thriving, etc., etc. She wasn't perhaps meeting milestones that she should have been meeting. And after a long road of different kind of diagnoses, we finally got the diagnosis on Olivia. And it means that she's three and she has motor developmental delay, and her motor development is severely delayed. And she has her, you know, she has those needs that I guess all special needs children have. And this is where we found ourselves involved with the Jack and Jill Foundation.
Yeah, when did you first become aware of Jack and Jill?
We became aware of Jack and Jill through a nurse who's actually in the house with me at the moment. Her name is Eileen Ivoracu, and she is the nurse who sees parents in Mallow. So she contacted us, and basically what was wonderful, I guess, about it was that she said, look, we know that there's a problem. We know that you might need some help with Olivia. We'll come to the house and see what we can do.
And what age was Olivia at this stage?
Olivia was two.
Two, okay.
Yeah.
And so they came, they assessed Olivia and realised she's a very special little baby. She's a Jack and Jill baby, which I think is lovely the way they refer to us as Jack and Jill babies.
Yeah.
What support did you then get from Jack and Jill?
Well, what the support is it's absolutely, it's incredible because it is so practical and it's so flexible. And the kind of support that they give is respite, essentially respite to the families of the child. So, for example, in Olivia's case, what it means is that the Jack and Jill will come in for a number of hours in the week and they will have a nurse. There's a local nurse, Sandra Howard, and she looks after Olivia for a few hours for us every week. She takes her to physio, she takes her to the swimming pool, and it just allows me to do what we need, and Mark, to do what we need to do with our other, with Olivia's other three siblings. It's a busy house, you know?
Yeah.
And it just allows you to kind of, it allows you a little bit of a break and it allows you a rest. And obviously for children that perhaps may have more, you know, complex care needs than Olivia, these nurses will come in to the house and they will provide the medical care in the house, because that's the ethos that Jack and Jill was founded on, is no care like home care.
Yeah.
And for anybody with a special needs child, they realise that, you know, all these children are precious and that the families want them at home. There's no parent really willingly wants their child to be in hospital in a medical environment.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because all of this care and support is provided at home, it in many cases is behind closed doors, and people don't get to see the work of Jack and Jill.
And you see, the thing that makes it very unique is that you will find when you have to try to access the HSE, or you have to access the services, it's an absolutely gargantuan task to try and break through the bureaucracy and, you know, to listen, for people to listen to you, to get people to listen to you and to understand that you need something, or the child needs something, she needs intervention. And that can be very wearing and very tiring, and it can take an emotional toll. But the difference is with Jack and Jill, you know, it was founded by Jonathan Irwin, who has experience, and that's what makes it so unique. He has experience of what it's like to have one of these precious children, and
because,
sadly, in his case, for that child to pass away. And this is where this idea came from. that they don't ask questions. They're non-judgmental. They don't say, well, why does she need this? Why does she need that? They step in and they say, look, we think you'd benefit from this and we think Olivia would benefit from this. What do you think?
Yeah. And then you're in a situation where obviously you've got to know your nurse so well. There's very few people you can trust Olivia with. And that's not to say that people, you know, won't be kind and will offer. But, you know, when you're parenting a special needs child, you're so protective of who you're going to leave them with.
Absolutely. And this is, again, something that the Jack and Jill, you see, understand totally. They understand how you feel as a parent. And maybe you're a little bit more protective than you would be with a child who doesn't have those care needs, you know.
Absolutely.
And they understand that. And that's where they step in and provide. They say, look, I think it would be best you could, you know, perhaps we can provide somebody to mind Olivia who won't be nervous. Because I think that's one of the things. People, when they hear that the child is a special needs child, they kind of might be nervous to mind her.
Yeah.
They might be very willing, but nervous.
I actually was surprised in the email that you sent in that there's actually 29 Jack and Jill babies in Cork.
There are 29 in Cork, yeah.
Wow, that's
a
lot.
All of these families are receiving, I mean, the impact that Jack and Jill have on those families, it's a lifeline for us all.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I couldn't say enough about them.
And you mentioned a couple of minutes ago Jonathan Irwin, who was the founder of the Jack and Jill Foundation, and indeed we've spoken with Jonathan many, many times on the programme, and he always talks about how important fundraising is. And with that in mind, people in the area have a chance to support the work of Jack and Jill this coming weekend.
That's right, Patricia, we're having a Jack and Jill Day on the 5th of May, which is this Saturday coming. And there's a climb the hill for Jack and Jill is on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And there's a group of about 40 climbers from Mallow, men and women from Mallow, who have volunteered. They have done their own fundraising and they're going to climb Cron Tool.
Well done.
And in the meantime, back in St. Mary's Church in Mallow, we're having a sponsored buggy push. And the idea behind the buggy push was really to keep children at the centre of it. Seeing as it is a children's charity, we thought it would be nice to keep the kids at the centre of it. So we're asking everybody to come to St. Mary's Churchyard at 2 p.m. There's going to be balloons and face painting and sweets, and we're going to have the buggies. The local guards very kindly have offered to accompany us through the town. It'll be €5 per buggy, or if you don't have a buggy, that doesn't mean you shouldn't show up. You can just turn up with your family and pay a fiver, or on your own, whatever suits you. Pay your fiver and walk through the town and out through the park road and up again.
Okay.
All proceeds will go directly to the Cork Jack and Jill Baby.
And I think it's a great opportunity for families with their buggies, with their healthy children, to come out and support and to be thankful that they've got a healthy child.
Absolutely. And to show a little bit of empathy.
It's
really, really, really important that everybody who's around would please turn up. And, you know, again, the beauty of it is that we know every cent that will be made on the day. And on that night, we have a draw in Jim O'Keefe's bar in Main Street, Mallow. And Jonathan Irwin has kindly donated two signed Munster rugby shirts.
Okay.
And we've lots of spot prizes from local businesses. And we're going to have a big draw in Jim O'Keefe's bar that night. And again, every penny that we earn will go directly to the children, the Jack and Jill Babies in Mallow and Cork.
Well done. And did I see the schools are getting involved as well on Friday?
They are, yeah, which is great. Luckily, I'm actually a teacher in the local boys' secondary school, and our school have already raised 250. A friend of mine, Stuart Borthwick, has raised €250 with the boys through a FIFA tournament, and they're having a sports day on Friday. All the national schools are getting involved. They're going to all give us something, which is fantastic.
That's great.
And again,
that's great.
It's quite touching to see that, you know, these healthy children are doing their little bit for their maybe less fortunate peers.
Okay. Is that Olivia I can hear in the background?
That's Olivia.
and Monica, how is she?
She's fantastic.
Is she?
I mean, everybody loves their own child, but she's wonderful. She's a wonderful little girl, and she has brought so much joy and happiness to us. And, you know, that's the thing with these children. It can be kind of so shocking when you find out that maybe your dreams are, you know, compromised a little bit for your child, and that maybe the future isn't as certain as you thought it was. But however, like any parent, we wouldn't swap her for the world. And she, the positives far outweigh the negatives. And certainly Jack and Jill have, alleviated a lot of the stress and a lot of the worry and a lot of the pressure, and we're eternally grateful to them.
Well put, well put. And I'm sure if Olivia could speak, she's so thankful that she has arrived in such a wonderful family as well. So
thank you very much.
Continue good luck to you, to little Olivia, the rest of the family, and buckets of luck with the fundraising at the weekend. But thanks for joining us and talking to us on the programme.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
Bye-bye. Good morning to you. Monica White, and I think beautifully putting how fantastic the work of the Jack and Jill Foundation is, because it's that work, as I keep saying, it goes on in families, 29 families in Cork, it's hard to believe, and it just goes on behind closed doors, and we don't get to see the terrific work that those Jack and Jill nurses do and what it means to the families. So a chance to support them this weekend. Okay, I need to take a break. We've got news at 12 midday. Your gardening questions, if you want to go gardening, that's what we'll be doing in the final hour of the programme. If you have a gardening question, get it in 1850 333 103 or text for 20 cent to 53103.